Today's national accounts are expected to show Australia's economic growth slowed significantly during the last quarter. Economists are forecasting that gross domestic product rose by 0.4% in the 3 months to the end of August.
Now that's down from 1.1% growth in the previous quarter, and will take the annual rate of growth to 3%.
Supermarket giant Coles is expected to announce today that it's axing up to 600 jobs from its head office in Melbourne. The cuts are part of a renewed efficiency drive to free up funds to help reduce food and liquor prices.
The jobs will reportedly come from back office functions, including payments, accounts and IT. Coles is also expected to announce a shake-up to senior management.
To the markets on Wall Street, traders returned after the Labor Day long weekend with mixed results on the indices. The Dow finished down, the Nasdaq gained ground and the S&P 500 slipped slightly. In London, the FTSE closed up marginally. And checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $93 a barrel, Tapis crude is trading at $104 a barrel and gold is trading at $1,265 an ounce. The Aussie dollar is buying just under 93 US cents, 71 euros. Cents and 56 pence sterling.